Well, hello guys. I know I don't normally get into things like this, but Moretti's impelled me.
Impelled?
Well, it's affected me in some way. To say what I think, and then you can tell me what you think. Now, as you know, he's been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Is that the right charge, you reckon? Now, personally, I don't particularly like Alex Baldwin. He comes across as a very arrogant person. And to say he didn't pull the trigger or anything is a lot of poppycock. Guns don't fire unless you pull the trigger. And I believe the FBI, I mean, if you can trust them, tested the gun and the trigger had to be pulled before it fired. So I think it's a bit ridiculous him saying he didn't pull the trigger. But the point is, there shouldn't be any live rounds in it. And Alex Baldwin shouldn't really have to check, because he has people to check for him, called the armorer. That is what they're there for. But according to the investigation, there were live rounds all over the place. So this armorer, which happens to be a femon, wasn't doing her job very well at all. And I personally think the prosecution will have a hard time charging Alex Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter. Because in his mind, the gun was safe. The way he acted after the shooting was disgraceful, of course. And I believe the prosecution should go after the armorer. As if this person did their job properly, the person wouldn't be dead now, would they? But of course there is a rule, and I know it as well because I'm from Canada and do have a gun license, an FAC, that you don't point the barrel of the gun at anybody or anything you're not going to shoot, even an unloaded gun. Whatever happens in the court case, I don't believe anybody will be going to jail. But somebody should be charged with negligence. I do believe that Alex Baldwin should take accountability and responsibility for the death of that camera person. But it was a tragic accident, because Alex Baldwin could have hit her anywhere. It just happened to hit her in a fatal place. But the armorer should take most of the responsibility for dereliction of duty and negligence, and should never work on any film set anywhere as an armorer again. Because if this femon did their job properly, the gun would have had blanks in it, and the gun still would have gone off, but nobody would have been hurt. That's my thought on the matter. What do you guys think? Of course, that's if you're still up. I'm going to be up for a while. I've got a few Moretti's I've got to finish off. I'll talk to you later, boys.